Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. I'm ditching the theme music. It isn't that I don't like it. It's just that it's the biggest barrier to me actually getting this podcast posted. Writing the podcast, I can do pretty easily. Recording it, I can find time for. It's the editing. That's where I fall apart. So until I start to make enough money via this podcast to pay a producer to do this for me, the theme music is gone. It's just a source of friction, and I'm getting rid of the friction. A lot has happened since I last updated this podcast. I'm not even going to try to recap it all. I don't remember most of it. I know my education training program happened. That's originally why I stopped updating. It was too time-consuming to do that and this at the same time. And then, well, things just kind of fell apart. Turns out there are yet more ways my brain doesn't function like a normal brain. As in, a month ago, at the ripe old age of 39, I got diagnosed with ADHD. So we had changed some dosages on my bipolar meds, meds that I've been on for nearly a decade, and my brain went a little wacky. Suddenly, I had no motivation to do anything. I mean, anything. It was bad, and it was unsustainable. And now I'm on yet another psych med. It's definitely helping. I can do things without having to wait until the last minute. It's kind of amazing. And it probably means more podcast episodes. Now, on to school things. I think I've slowly developed something resembling a rhythm. I'm no longer panicking every night about what's going to happen the next day. I found some good, consistent online resources, and I've been able to adapt them into things that work for me. The sociology activities I found seem to be going particularly well. Now that I've said that, of course, everything's going to fall apart. But I'll take what I can get for as long as I can get it. Am I a great teacher yet? Not even close. But you know, I don't think I'm inflicting any sort of long-term damage either, so let's call that a win. Some cool things that have happened. Monopoly. We studied social stratification in sociology, like you do. Well, a few weeks after we finished the unit, I found this activity called Stratified Monopoly. Basically, it's Monopoly with rules that are skewed to benefit the upper class. You have four classes at each board. The upper class gets the most money, better property deals, and a much easier time getting out of jail. The lower class, on the other hand, gets almost no money. They can only buy a few select properties, and it's almost impossible for them to get out of jail. It looked awesome, and despite having already finished social stratification, it turned out we had one of those 45-minute classes turns to an hour-and-a-half long class days coming up in the semester, so I figured an hour-and-a-half would probably be enough time to play a couple rounds of Monopoly. So that's what we did. We first played a regular version for about 45 minutes, and then we played the stratified version for 45 minutes. And I have to say, it just completely blew my expectations out of the water. It was phenomenal. Regular Monopoly was pretty good. The kids thought getting to play a board game in class was cool. You know, some of them liked Monopoly, some of them really didn't like Monopoly, but everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. But then we played the stratified version, and just wow. I had, you know, that one awkward kid that you have that just always keeps to themselves. Yeah, the one I had in this class, he started using like a, I'm going to call it a robber baron voice. I don't have a good way to describe it beyond that, but if you think of your 1920s industrialist and if they spoke in a certain way, that's the voice this kid was using. I had another pretty quiet kid proclaim loudly that he loved taxes. One of my groups, they just went completely off the rails. They decided to stage a revolt against the upper class. But, you know, I imagine even they learned something. It was, by far, the best lesson of the entire year. The only way it could have gone better was if we'd had another 45 minutes to play. Because really, a 30 to 45 minute game of Monopoly is just not long enough. I needed, like, to stack on another hour where they could play for longer. Also in sociology, after we moved on to gender, I had them color genderless dolls, and they did this in pairs. So they had a blank piece of paper with a doll outlined on it, and they had to color it and come up with some phrases for it to say. You know, like you have those dolls, and you pull the string on the back of them, and the doll says, I love you! Phrases like that. So, my awkward kid, the one who keeps to himself, robber baron kid. I was worried about him with this one. It just did not seem like an activity he would excel at. He didn't have a partner, and when he picked out markers to color his doll with, the only thing he did was grab one black marker. And they had to share these with the class. Not like formally, but you know, just going around the room, this is my doll. I was convinced it was not going to go well when he had to share his doll. Turns out, I completely underestimated him. He said that the most genderless thing he could think of was a robot. And so he colored the most intricate, detailed robot with his one black marker. And all of his phrases were things out of a dystopian nightmare about the Supreme Leader. And it was just fantastic. And I was so happy to be wrong. Lest you think that all I think about is sociology, I've got a psychology story too. We recently studied personality, and as part of that unit, I had the kids color paper masks. Basically, if I can find an activity for my kids that both teaches them something and allows them to color, we do the activity. Coloring. Big fan of coloring. So they colored the outside of the mask with the persona that they show the world. And then they colored the inside of the mask with the person they really are. Then they had to write a reflection on why they colored things the way they did. Man, these kids got deep. Normally, if I say you have to write me a paragraph, the kids, they'll write me two sentences, and they'll call that a paragraph. With this one, somehow, I got walls of text. They talked about how they have to show the world these perfect put-together images of themselves, and about how really, inside, they're just balls of stressed-out anxiety. It was, I don't want to say eye-opening, because there's all sorts of articles out there about how stressed this generation is, but God, I just want to give these kids a hug and take them to therapy. This is also why we meditate every day, just to maybe try to lower the anxiety level. I don't know if it's helping at all, but we keep doing it. Tangentially, speaking of coloring, the Art Honor Society and the Art Club are painting parking spaces for teachers who signed up for them. I signed up immediately because, frankly, it just sounded super cool. They were supposed to paint them back in February, but, you know, things get delayed. It's fine. They finally started painting them. They aren't finished yet. but I am so stoked by what my artist has done so far. Like, right now it's just sort of like a blue and purple background, but I am vibrating with excitement waiting for her to finish this thing. It is just beyond words. It is how awesome this is. If I could embed a picture into this podcast of my parking space, even though it's not finished yet, I would share that picture. Finally, let's end with a little bit of politics, because that's always fun. Someone on the school board recently proposed a new policy that prevents teachers from using pronouns that aren't their legal pronouns. Whatever those are, because there's no place that you put down what your legal pronouns are. But it also forbids teachers from discussing anything related to the LGBTQ identity. It is utterly disgusting. The statistics here are appalling. There's an NIH study that says that 82% of trans people have contemplated suicide, and that 40% have attempted it, and that suicidality is the highest among trans youth. 82%. By denying the lived experience of trans people, we are only making those numbers worse. How do you, in good conscience, as a school board member who has been tasked with protecting children, propose a policy that you know will lead to more children trying to kill themselves? How do you do that? Someone explain it to me. I don't understand. What sort of morality allows that? Never mind that the proposal blatantly violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination based on sex, and which, thanks to recent Supreme Court cases, includes gender identity. Title IX, which prohibits discrimination in an educational setting, and to the extent that it makes a gay-straight alliance, or whatever you want to call that group, impossible, it violates the students' First Amendment rights, and their rights under the Equal Access Act of 1984. That's an act which controls how schools are allowed to regulate student clubs. Just in case I haven't mentioned, there was a point in my life when I went to law school. So I signed up to go to the board and tell them those things. But I ended up so sick that I could only sort of stand up. So that didn't happen. If this is still a thing by the time of the meeting at the end of April, I'll try again. This seems like a good place to wrap things up. I've recently gotten some very nice feedback from a couple of people, and that's what's inspired me to get back to this. So to those of you who reached out, thank you. I'll try to be back more regularly. If you've tried to contact me on Twitter, I haven't seen it because Twitter is just ridiculous now and I never check it anymore. Which means, of course, that I am relying even more heavily on word of mouth advertising to get this out to people who might be interested in it. So if you know someone who might be interested, tell them that I'm here. I am available on all of the major podcasting platforms. Have a good day. Bye.